You are now listening to Scheduling Fate, hosted by author and counseling astrologer, Jamie McGee. For more information, please go to SchedulingFate.com. Hi, everyone. Welcome in. Before we get started with this week's horoscopes, I wanted to remind everyone that I do have a weekly newsletter. You can sign up for it by going to SchedulingFate.com. This newsletter, of course, has links to where you can find the podcast. It has links to a 3-month transit report, reminders of special guests, and from time to time, the special discount codes that I have for my 1-on-1 readings. Again, you can sign up for that newsletter at SchedulingFate.com. Now, recently, if you're already on that list, you're aware that we just had a promotion for 1-to-1 readings with me. Because I did not say that on the podcast so that everyone was aware of it, I do want to extend that offer, but I'm going to change the code. So if you are listening to this podcast now and would like to book a 1-on-1 reading with me, you can use the discount code POD15, P-O-D-15, to get 15% off a 1-on-1 reading with me. I'll be sure to put that in the show notes for you as well. So again, if you are not on my newsletter, please sign up. I'd love to see you there. You can go to SchedulingFate.com. And special discount for all 1-on-1 readings for podcast listeners. Your coupon code right now is POD15. All right, let's get ready to dive into this week's horoscopes. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the astrology for April 26th through May 2nd. I hope you're having a good week. Thank you for spending some of it with me. All right, so this week we have some energies that are shifting, which means our perspective is going to shift and we may have to go back and review some current situations are things that have been unfolding possibly for a while now. Before we get to the signs, let's take a look at the transits that we're going to be working with this week. Now, first up, we do have Mars meeting Neptune. Now, every planet is having to have a conversation with Neptune as they leave Pisces this year, which brings up a little bit of confusion, but it also brings some healthy invitations to envision what is. But in general, this fiery nature of Mars combined with Neptune's dreamy influence in the sign of Pisces can lead to an inspired action, but also the tendency towards illusion or escapism. Like the problem is so big, I'm overwhelmed, I just need to take a step back, I'll think about it at another time. Are we just charge forward thinking that we're going to find our way one way or the other, which we will, but sometimes that causes a little bit more work than is needed. The aspect encourages you to channel your passions into artistic or creative, even humanitarian activities that will help you feel connected to something that's bigger than you. So kind of keep that in mind as we step into this week. We also have Venus moving into Taurus this week. Now, Taurus is a place that Venus rules. So Venus is very comfortable in this area of our life. This is going to impact how we approach things on a heart-based level. Venus in Taurus represents a strong desire for stability and comfort, and to some degree, the love of material matters. So we could see an emphasis when it comes to loyalty, sensuality, feeding our senses. It can also highlight a focus or emphasis on financial management, what's important to me and why. We'll talk about that more with the signs. Once Venus steps into Taurus, the first conversation that will be had is with Pluto, which is basically standing still, getting ready to go into retrograde. So this transit creates a tension between that desire for stability and that transformational energy that Pluto has in Aquarius. This energy can challenge comfort zones, particularly in relationships around finances, and it could promote some intense, sometimes uncomfortable growth. So kind of keep that in mind. Right now, you have the opportunity to reassess your values and embrace change. And that'll help you dial into both the Taurus energy and the Aquarius energy, which asks for evolution, asks for change. Now, another sign that's coming home this week is Mars moving into Aries. That's its natural rulership. Mars, this energy emphasizes an assertive and directness. There's a lot of courage, a lot of action and drive, and motivation. Like, this is the problem, I'm going to move through it. As you recall, at the start of this week, Mars met Neptune. So Mars meeting Neptune, a little bit of confusion, not really sure. And then all of a sudden you get it crystal clear. That's Mars coming home and saying, you know what? I know the solution. So that's something to look forward to. Mars is going to give you a lot of motivation in a couple other areas of your life that we'll talk about when we get to the horoscopes. And the final transit of the week is Pluto stationing to go retrograde. So we've had a lot of movement with this planet, a lot of conversations. We've had a new story around power dynamics and transformation, what needs to change on a collective level, but also in our personal lives. Now, as this planet moves into retrograde, we have the opportunity to review everything that we have gone through or worked with over the last couple of months and have a lot of introspection and ask ourselves, okay, what does this really mean? What is the story? What is this unfolding? And Pluto will end up all the way back into Capricorn. So we're going to find that we're still working on closing up old stories so we can move into the new ones. could be a little bit uncomfortable at first, but asking questions, leaning into the opportunity to grow through change is the best way to work with this. With that being said, let's get ready to dive into the signs. Hi, Taurus. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Taurus, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, partnerships, 2, ambitions, and 3, endings and beginnings. You're going to feel this intensity in every corner of your life. So let's break that down a little bit. Now, we have Mars meeting with Neptune before it moves into its home sign. This transit is happening in an area of your life that has to do with your allies. These are people who have the same mindset as you, the same dream that you have. It's connected to also those one-to-one partnerships and your local environment. So there could be some confusion here, but there's also a lot of motivation. I encourage you to have patience with yourself and those people that are around you, because once Mars moves into Aries, you will enter a time of endings and beginnings, and you're going to have a lot of motivation and drive and courage to get through those processes with a lot of optimism. And it's also a good creative time because you'll be doing things more so behind the scenes on a private level. So keep that in mind. Endings and beginnings are just around the corner, and some of the clarity that you feel like you're lacking now will soon make a lot of sense. Now, we also have Venus coming into your sign. This is a very powerful energy. Venus is your ruling planet. In your sign, it's going to highlight every corner of your life, your individuality, your partnerships, and your homework-life balance. This is a great time to attract in things that you do desire, to appreciate them. In a way, this energy acts like a magnet. Whatever you're thinking about, you're going to bring about, but you're also going to find that you feel more at home in who you are. So you want to use that courage to express the changes that you would like to see happen in your life. The first conversation Venus will have once it's in your sign will be a square to Pluto. So this is going to activate some of those power struggles or power transitions and changes that you're experiencing when it comes to your reputation, your ambitions, and how you're known in the world. There's going to be a bit of an activation point, but the second that you see that activation point, you're also going to notice an undercurrent. There's something that you're going to have to go back and revise and rework. There's possibly a very old story that is still lingering, and we need to cut ties. Remember, endings and beginnings. So we're ready to make some forward progress as we move throughout the year. It's a little bit intense at times, but the intensity is inviting you to step toward growth, which I encourage you to do. I hope you have a great one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Gemini. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Gemini, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your reputation, something with authority figures. 2, process of ending and beginning simultaneously. And 3, the allies, people that you stand shoulder to shoulder with every day. Now, let's talk about why. Now, one of the first transits of the week is a little bit complicated because we have Mars meeting Neptune at the highest part of your chart. So this has to do with your authority, authority figures around you, your reputation, ambition, and it flows into your home work-life balance, your individuality, and your partnerships, and honestly, every place in between. So there's going to be a little bit of confusion, but a lot of courage at the same time, this motivation just to kind of get through the fog. I don't have the answers, but I'm going to march forward. I encourage you to do that with a little bit of caution and clarity. Have some patience, because very soon after, Mars will move into Aries by the end of the week, and that's going to highlight your allies, people that you stand shoulder to shoulder with, something that has to do with your dream, your partnerships, that local environment. The clarity and the courage that you need will come by week's end. So have some patience with yourself. Now, we also have Venus moving into Taurus this week. So Venus is going to be moving into a very private area of your life that has to do with endings and beginnings, your legacies, even something close to your home. This is a great time to attract things that you desire in this area of your life. Gracious ways to bring in endings, gracious ways to set up beautiful, long-lasting new beginnings. So any tasks that you have around those topics, now's a good time to approach them. And then the very first conversation Venus will have in this area of your life will be with Pluto. Now, Pluto is basically standing still, getting ready to go into retrograde, but there's a little bit of a tension or a power struggle. You're understanding in order to get from where I'm at to where I want to go, I have to let go of some things, maybe some hidden things in the subconscious. Notice those subtle triggers about where you are and where you want to go and whatever may be holding you back, whether it's something within or something without, and how can you process and balance that power out? That'll really help you work through the transformation and the invitation that Pluto will have for you as Pluto moves into retrograde over the next couple of months. All right, with that being said, I do hope you have a great week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Cancer. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Cancer, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, ambitions, 2, allies, and 3, your legacy. Now, let's talk about why. Now, Now, one of the first transits we have this week is Mars meeting Neptune. As Mars is on its way home, it's very focused about ending something so it can hurry up and get to its house. And that can cause a little bit of confusion. Mars has a lot of courage to kind of cut through the fog, cut through the illusion. But we also want to make sure that we are being as patient and clear with ourselves as we can be when it comes to new horizons, conviction, really stretching our wings and going in a different direction. In other words, you don't want to commit to something that you're not clear on, because clarity will come, but it'll take a couple of days to get there. Mars will move into Aries by the end of the week. This is going to highlight your reputation, your ambitions, how you're known in the world. It's going to touch your individuality, your partnerships, your home-work-life balance, honestly, every place in between. You're going to have a lot of energy, a lot of motivation, and a lot of drive very soon. So have patience with yourself at the top of the week. We also have Venus moving into Taurus this week. For you, this will highlight your allies, your dreams, people you stand shoulder to shoulder with, one-to-one relationships, and your community. You have a strong ability over the coming weeks to attract what you need in this area. So getting really clear on what that is going to be beneficial to you, but also to understand the true value of these relationships and how they can support you in the short term and the long term. Definitely something to keep in mind. Now, right when this happens, the first conversation Venus will have is with a stationing Pluto. This is going to bring up some things that are more hidden behind the scenes, a transformation that you're going through, because Pluto's working in a very private area of your life that has to do with transformations, endings and beginnings, legacies that you're a part of. And you may realize, in order to step into this new community that I'm a part of, or this new vision that I have for myself, I still have to let go of some things. I still have to rebalance some power struggles that are happening within, or maybe it has to do with finances or resources. Whatever that condition is, the invitation is to slow down, to accept that I do need to grow through this experience and lean into how that can happen. You'll have a couple of months to work with what Pluto wants you to revise, but there still is this tension point between where I am and where I want to go. So it's something to keep in mind as you work with both Pluto and Venus this week. With that being said, I do hope you have a good one. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Leo. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Leo, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, new horizons, new directions, and 3, a legacy that you're a part of, maybe something around transformation, our shared wealth or funds, and 3, partnerships. Now, let's talk about why. Now, as we start off this week, it could be a little confusing at times, or you may not be clear on where you're trying to go. That is Mars meeting Neptune. Mars is in a hurry to get to its own sign and wrapping up things in Pisces. I encourage you to have a little bit of patience with yourself. Use that courage to dream in the solutions that you want. Taking action on something that you can't see is not recommended. But Mars will move into Aries by the end of the week. This is going to give you a lot of courage and motivation and drive when it comes to stretching your wings, flying in a new direction, exploring that horizon, but also connecting with what you're passionate about, what you love without condition, your individuality. All of those areas are where Mars is going to elevate you in the coming weeks. And we also have Venus coming into her home sign, which is going to elevate the highest level of your solar chart. So this is your reputation, your ambition, your authority in the world, your career, people who have authority over you. And it rains down into your homework, life balance, your individuality, and your partnerships. It's a powerful magnetic energy. Venus here focuses on what the resources is, the beauty, the aesthetics. Why are we doing what we do? This is a great time to attract in things that you want to change and inspire in this area of your life. So focus on that energy. Now, with that being said, the first conversation Venus has once she enters her home is with Pluto. Now, Pluto is standing still, getting ready to go retrograde by the end of the week. So this could feel a bit intense. It's like, oh, I see where I am and I see where I want to go. I see how much more of the transformation I still need to do in order to get there. There's a bit of a power struggle, and this could come up around open enemies, people that maybe you have a healthy competition with, but it could also come up in romantic or business relationships, one-to-one communications. And because it's so powerful and so deep, it has to do with heart-based things and growth. You could feel this at every corner of your life. It could be a distraction, but remember, with Venus where it is, we want to focus on where we are going. We want to focus on solutions and not problems. That's the healthiest way to work with this energy. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Virgo. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Virgo, your top 3 focuses this week are going to be 1, your one-to-one connections, 2, new horizons, and 3, legacy, deep intimacies, or shared wealth. Now, let's talk about why. Now, as we kick off this week, when it comes to your one-to-one partnerships, or honestly, almost every corner of your life, your home-work-life balance, who am I, who are we together, that could feel a little bit hazy. You may be clear on where you stand, but not so clear on where others stand, or maybe you and your partnerships have two different views, but you're not aware of it in the moment. That's a lot of the Neptune confusion that we're working with, but I encourage you to envision how you want the partnerships and connections to work, because very soon after, Mars will move into its home sign so that the confusion will fade. You'll get really clear on what needs to end, what needs to begin, what transformation you need to go through, what funding or resources you need for whatever situation that you are moving through. So have a little bit of patience with yourself at the beginning and you'll do just fine. Then we also have Venus moving into the home sign of Taurus. Now, with Venus in Taurus, this is going to elevate a lot of focus points that have already been on the table for you. This is stretching your wings, flying in a new direction, getting your voice out there, publishing your convictions, but it also plays into things that you love without condition. These are people, places, things, children of the mind, your self-expression, your identity, who I am in the world. Having Venus here is going to amplify that ability to attract the changes that you want. So you want to focus on solutions and not problems. You're also going to dial into why something's important to you in the first place. This is a value to me, and this is the reason behind that. Knowing that, going to definitely support you. One of the first conversations Venus has in Taurus is with a stationing, standing still Pluto. And Pluto is focused on the tasks that you do day in and day out, the work that you must do, the chores that you have to do, an overall sense of health and wealth, mind and body. That is where Pluto's energy is concentrated. And you may realize that in order to fly, to go off in this direction, you still have some things that you have to go through or adjust or change when it comes to those daily rituals. Though it may feel like a roadblock or a stoplight, it's a moment of clarity where you say, okay, I understand where I'm at and I understand where I'm going to go. And that's going to activate your natural tendency to work through transition, to say, this is where we are, this is where we're going, and this is the to-do list to get through this. So identifying the problem and not focusing on the problem is the key to working with this week's energy. What is it? How can I resolve it? And focus on what you want to bring into your life. That being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Libra. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Libra, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your overall health and wealth, 2, transformation, transitions that you're going through, and 3, passions and partnerships, one-to-one connections. This could feel like a pretty rich emotional week for you overall. Now, let's dive in and talk about why. And one of the first transits we have this week is going to focus on your mind-body balance, the work that you do, the chores that you have to do day in and day out. You have a lot of motivation just to wrap something up and get it done. Even if you're not clear on all of the details, you're like, you know what, let's just put it behind us. I encourage you to do that with a little bit of caution. Make sure that you understand or you have a backup plan to whatever you are putting into place, because by the end of the week, you're going to have more clarity because Mars will move into Aries. And once Mars moves into Aries, you'll get clear and motivated and have a lot of courage when it comes to one-to-one partnerships, anyone that you may be in competition with, your daily routines, your rituals, and your allies. Mars is going to give you a lot of motivation and clarity once it gets there. That this, the beginning of the week, could be a little bit hazy. We also have your ruling planet, Venus, moving into the other home sign of Venus, which is Taurus. Now, this is going to activate another high focal area for you, which has to do with transformation, shared wealth, your money and someone else's, deep commitments, legacies, transformation, ending this to begin this process. So with Venus in this area, the ability to attract wealth or financial support from other people is highly likely. It's also going to elevate the opportunity to bring in more beauty into your foundations, your roots, or what you want to end or begin overall. Now, with that being said, once Venus moves into Taurus, the first conversation had is with a stationing Pluto that's focused on things that are connected to your heart. These are things that you love without condition. They could be relationships, children, entrepreneurships, whatever lights your soul on fire. You're at this point where you're recognizing the transformation that you are in or the commitment that you are in, and you see where the power dynamics are around things that you're passionate about. You are most likely going to realize there's some things that I still need to tie up or release from an old story in order to step forward into this new one. That's something that Pluto will work with you on in the coming month. But this initial square action, you see the invitation to take action. You understand that it's a process. I don't want you to see it as a roadblock because we want to focus on the solution, not the problem. Venus in Taurus is going to help you focus on solution. However, it's up to you to direct your energy towards those solutions. If you seek them, you will find them. And the opposite will happen if you focus on your problems. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Scorpio. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Scorpio, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your partnerships, 2, health and wealth, and 3, your roots or something close to your home. Now, let's talk about why. Now, when we first kick off this week, you may feel a lot of creative energy or motivation to connect with things that you are passionate about. You can see the vision. You can see the dream. I like that you're able to dial into that energy. I just would encourage you not to commit hardcore to anything until we get to the other side of the week, because that first energy is being influenced by Mars meeting Neptune. A lot of courage, but not a lot of clarity. But once Mars moves into its home sign of Aries, clarity, action, especially around matters of overall health and wealth, your daily habits and your daily rituals, you're going to have a lot of that. So clarity is coming, but it may take a little bit of time to get there. Just give yourself some patience from one end of the week to the other. We also have Venus moving into Taurus, which is its rulership. And this energy is highlighting a topic in your life that has been a focal point for a while, and it has to do with your partnerships, those one-to-one connections, even people that maybe you're in competition with, but it flows into your daily communication, your allies, and your network. Venus here is going to help amplify all of those opportunities you've already had in this area, but it's also going to help you attract in even more. The opportunity that you have here is to focus on what you want to bring in. And it's also to realize why what you are attracting into your life is of value to you. We want to make sure that we understand this is important and this is why it's important, because that's going to amplify your opportunities. Now, with that being said, the first conversation that Venus has in Taurus is with Pluto. Now, Pluto is your modern ruling planet, and it's focused on your roots, your foundation, your home, that ancestral area of your life. And it's as if you're understanding, in order for me to partner with this new group or this new idea, I need to reassess my foundations, things that support me and why they support me. It could feel like a standstill at first. It also could feel like an action point. Like, now that I see it, I have to take action on this. I have to move through this transition. And you do. You will. The most important thing that you can do this week is to see it, name it, identify it, and get a plan to work with it over the coming months. Because as Pluto moves into retrograde, the invitation is to make sure you are closing up any loose ends that you have so you are well supported and ready to launch into this new direction. So seeing it that way will help you find even more opportunities. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Sagittarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Sagittarius, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your foundations, 2, health and wealth, and 3, passions. Now, let's talk about why. Now, when we first kick off this week, it could be a little bit hazy when it comes to almost every corner of your life. Mars is at its final degrees of Pisces, getting ready to go towards its home sign of Aries, but so is Neptune. So Neptune is right there giving a little bit of illusion, a little bit of haze when it comes to the foundational area of your life. You may not be as clear as you think you are on the footing or the ground that you're standing on, but I encourage you to ask a lot of questions, to be curious, not to make definitive decisions at the top of the week. At the end of the week, once Mars moves into Aries, you'll have more clarity, at least in hindsight, about what decisions you can make when it comes to that foundational area of your life. Now, once Mars is in Aries, you're going to have a lot of passion, courage, motivation, and drive to approach things that touch your heart. These are people, places, and things, children of the mind, things that inspire you, light your soul on fire. This energy will flow into new directions, new convictions, connecting with other people outside of your comfort zone, finding your individuality and finding your voice. You're going to have so much motivation to do this over the coming weeks once Mars is in Aries. Now, Venus will also move into its rulership of Taurus this week, and this has been a concentrated area for you. It has a lot to do with your overall health and wealth, your mind and body, the habits that you have. And with Venus in this area, we're going to realize what is important to us and why. Why is this habit important to us? Why is this of value to me? Why do I do this ritual every day? What does it bring to me? In other words, understanding your value and the value of what you do is going to set you up for success. But noticing that is step 1. This is going to flow into your overall health and wealth. You're going to notice this energy when it comes to your career, your reputation, but also your earning power. It's a great time to ask for more resources to know your worth when it comes to the resources that you provide for others. Now, with that being said, the first conversation that Venus has once in Taurus is with Pluto. Now, Pluto is concentrated on an area of your life that has to do with your day in and day out habits, who you speak to, how this flows into your partnerships, your allies, and your network. And it's as if you understand, in order to do this work, to support my overall health and wealth, I do have some loose ends I need to tie up over here. I do have some things that I need to continue to process and close the door on, so I'm ready to move into this next power dynamic of my life. In other words, you can't ride two horses with one saddle. You have to close one door in order to move into the next one, Sagittarius. So I don't want you to see it as a roadblock. I want you to see it as an invitation to identify what still needs to be done so you can grow and soar into that new direction that you have your eye on. With that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Capricorn. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Capricorn, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, your local environment, who you communicate with. 2, things that are connected to your heart, especially the creativity that you have. 3, your resources, what's of value to you. Now, let's talk about why. Now, as we first step into this week, you could have a little bit of motivation and illusion working together. This is Mars passing through Neptune, trying to get to its home sign of Aries. So at the beginning of the week, when it comes to getting communication out or speaking from the heart or even connecting one-on-one with others, I encourage you to have a lot of caution and patience to ask more questions and make less decisions. You'll be able to make those decisions at the other end of the week, but right now you don't have the full story, or maybe your mind feels a little bit foggy. So it's better to wait if you can. Now, once Mars moves into Aries, there's going to be a complete energy shift in your life because Mars will be working on a foundational level of your life, something close to your home, your roots, any base system that you have that branches out into your partnerships, your home work-life balance, and your individuality, and honestly, every place in between. There's going to be a lot of action, a lot of motivation. It's going to flood into every corner. So we want to make sure that we're not having to backtrack and clean up any decisions that we made when we weren't very clear-headed. So keep that in mind. Now, we also have Venus moving into her rulership of Taurus. Now, this is going to highlight the area of your life that's had a lot of attention with the recent transits. These are things that you love without condition, people, places, things, children of the mind, your entrepreneurship, that passion that just swells up from a soul deep level. And with Venus here, we're going to understand what's of value to us and why. We're going to want to bring a lot of beauty into this creative side of our life. It's also going to flow into new directions, new opportunities, self-expression. Could be a great time to change your image or your brand if that's something that you would like to do. So keep that in mind. It's a good energy to also focus on solutions and not problems. How can you fortify all the opportunities that you've had recently and ensure that they're set up for substantial long-term growth, not just short-term spikes of excitement? Now, with that being said, the first conversation that Venus has in Taurus is with Pluto that is focused on your resources, what's important to you. Now, this could be your earning power, your skill sets, your self-esteem, anything that is of value to you. And in a sense, Venus is reminding you that, you know, if you love this without condition and we want to go in this direction, you have to readjust your conversations around what a resource is to you, what is of value to you and why. In order to do that, because Venus is talking to a Pluto that's standing still and going retrograde this week, you may have to go back. There are some things like a 14-year-old story that you've been working on. You want to tie up those loose ends over the coming month. So you're not hitting a roadblock. You're hitting an invitation to take action on closing one door so you're well supported and stepping into this new pathway that has been blossoming before you in recent weeks. All right, with that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Aquarius. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Aquarius, your top three focuses this week are 1, your values, what's important to you and why. 2, foundations, roots, something close to your home. And 3, partnerships and communication, which could kind of be felt in all areas of your life. Now, let's talk about why. And one of the first transits we have this week is Mars meeting Neptune on its way to its home sign of Aries. So when it comes to matters of self-esteem, skill sets, or what is important to you and why, there could be a little bit of confusion in the beginning of the week. You may have a lot of motivation and courage just to wrap something up and say yes or say no and move onward just so it could be behind you. But I encourage you to have a little bit of caution with that. Either you don't have the whole story or there's a little bit of clarity that you're lacking around the situation within or without. But by the end of the week, you will have it. So if you can have patience at the beginning, especially around matters of money, you'll have needed clarity by the end of the week. Now, when Mars moves into Aries, this is the home sign of Mars, and it's going to activate the area of your life that has to do with your local community, how you communicate, people you speak to day in and day out, those one-to-one partnerships, your clients, your allies, the dream that you have. So motivation, drive, and determination to be who you are in this area of your life is highly likely. I encourage you to use that energy to approach anything that would normally be a challenge for you. We also have Venus moving into her rulership of Taurus. Now, this is going to highlight your foundations, your roots, something close to your home. And from this vantage point, Venus really can see your entire chart. So It branches out into your home work-life balance, those partnerships, again, your individuality and all spaces in between. And this area of your life has had a lot of attention in recent months, a lot of powerful, beautiful, healthy growth that sets you up not only for the short term, but the long term. With Venus here, you're going to have the ability to attract anything that you need into this area of your life. You're going to have the invitation to understand why these things are important to you, why you do what you do, and to make any adjustments so you feel more comfortable where you are right there at your foundation. So keep that in mind. Focus on the solutions and not the problems, and you will see a lot of beauty being attracted into your life. Now, with that being said, the first conversation that Venus has in Taurus is with Pluto, who is in your sign. Now, this is a square aspect, so there is an invitation to take action, but because Pluto's standing still, the action is a little bit stalled. Pluto is showing you what you still need to wrap up in order to set this foundation that you are growing right now. So you may find in the coming months with Pluto going into retrograde that there's an old story where Pluto was in Capricorn for 14 years. There's some loose little things there that you need to tie up, you need to come to terms with, so you are in a better place to launch forward. And though at first glance, it may feel like you are seeing a no or a roadblock that I'm still tied to my past, so I can't go forward. That's not the invitation. The invitation is to go back and process everything that you've learned with Pluto and Capricorn, so you are set up for success to work with Pluto in your sign and fortify your foundations and all the opportunities that you have to change your life. Every corner of it has the opportunity to change for the better, to grow and expand. So keep that in mind as you work with this week's energy, and I think you will do well. I'll see you next time. Hi, Pisces. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Pisces, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, local vibes, 2, individuality, and 3, your values. Now, let's talk about why. Now, this week, Mars is wrapping up its stay in your sign. Before it leaves, it does need to talk to your modern ruler, Neptune. When it comes to motivation, drive, and courage, when it comes to the vision or the dream that you have of how you want your life to look, you're going to have a lot of that. But I encourage you to not make definitive decisions until you get to the other end of the week, because you may not have the clarity that you think that you have when it comes to this energy. But very soon after this, Mars will move into its own sign of Aries, and this is going to highlight your resources. It's going to highlight what's important to you, why it's important to you, how you earn money, your skill sets, and your self-esteem. Now, a cautionary note here is when we have this much action when it comes to resources, we do want to ensure that money is coming to us and not leaving us rapidly. So that's a little bit of mindset that you want to notice. If you have all this motivation to invest, just double check those investments, make sure that the ROI, what's coming back to you, makes sense, because we want to ensure that we're using Mars in a positive way. But at the same time, there's a lot of motivation here to support your overall health and wealth, taking action in the work that you do and the reputation that you need. There's a lot of positive ways. It's just you want to keep in mind that sometimes we have too much motivation when it comes to our resources. Now, we also have Venus moving into her rulership of Taurus. Now, this is going to activate an area of your life that has to do with your habits, your day in and day out communication, your partnerships. Like-minded individuals have that same conviction, that same dream that you have. This is an area that's had a lot of attention recently. And now that Venus has come home to her sign, there's this opportunity to understand what's important to you and why. You have this growth, this expansion, these breakthroughs, but why are we doing what we do? What's important and how can we support it, not only now, but in years to come? And with this energy, we want to focus on solutions. We want to attract things to us that are going to support us. Now, at the same time, right when Venus moves into Taurus, the first conversation Venus will have is with a Pluto that is stationing. This is a square aspect, so it is an invitation to take action, but the action will not be immediate. Because Pluto is moving into retrograde, we're going to have a couple of months to work on this action point. The action point is we still have some things that we have to tie up. We have some lessons that we need to understand that Capricorn and Pluto taught us over the last 14 years. So you may find that there's still some more endings and some beginnings that need to happen in order for you to launch more fully into this new story that's blossoming before you. So kind of keep that in mind. Overall, the goal is to focus on solutions. Focus on where you want to go. And when you focus on those and walk with questions, you're going to find everything that you need. And with that being said, I do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time. Hi, Aries. Let's take a look at your week. Now, Aries, your top three focuses this week are going to be 1, endings and beginnings, 2, resources, what's important to you and why, and 3, just an overall motivation and drive. Now, let's talk about why. Now, as we kick off the week, you may not feel crystal clear about what actions you need to take, but you do realize that there are endings and beginnings that need to transpire. I encourage you to take your time with this energy, envision how you would want these endings and beginnings to happen, but you don't need to take definitive action until we get to the other end of the week. Now, at the other end of the week, Mars will move into your sign. So a lot of energy, drive, and motivation is going to flood into every corner of your life. This is a great time to take actions on things that are stuck. It's also a great time to take actions on things that you would like to see grow. Now, we do have Venus moving into her home sign of Taurus. Now, this is going to amplify that area of your life that's had a lot of focus. It has to do with your resources, what's important to you, your skill set, your self-esteem. Now, with Venus in this area, you do have the ability to attract more individual wealth to you. Now, a cautionary tale here with Venus here, sometimes we want to spend money on things that we really like or enjoy, and that would mean that money's leaving us instead of coming to us. So be very cautious and clear about how you are investing your resources, because the goal is to bring more, to attract money to you, not to empty it out in the other direction. With Venus here, when it comes to your overall health and wealth, the work that you do, the reputation that you have, you're going to have a lot of support here to attract the people, places, and things that you need to support you, not only in the short term, but in the long term. But the objective is to focus on what you need, because that's how you're going to really manifest in a powerful way with this energy. Now, with that being said, as soon as Venus moves into Taurus, the first conversation Venus has is with a stationing Pluto. Pluto is going to go to retrograde by the end of the week. And Pluto is focused on your allies, a dream that you have, a social connection that you have. And what you may be realizing is that what's important to me maybe is not as important to the group that I'm associated with. Or in order for me to invest here, I do have some loose ends. I need to go close some doors and open some doors. I need to really process the lessons that I learned when it came to health and wealth. Pluto was focused on one of your health and wealth houses for 14 years. So learning from the past will help you appreciate how to invest in the opportunities that you have right now. So though there's an invitation for action, the action's not going to be sudden. It's going to be an invitation to go back and work on these Plutonian lessons over the coming months as Pluto goes into retrograde. So it's not a no, it's that this is what you need to work on in order to go forward. So think about it in that way. You'll do well. Focus on solutions that you want to bring into your life, and you're going to have a lot of success. Now, with that being said, do hope you have a good week. I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I do hope you found some tips and insights. Please don't forget to hit like and subscribe so you can find this podcast in the future. You can also connect with me at scheduling fate.com. Look forward to seeing you there and next time.